Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. I guess we have a spray-on condom that may revolutionize male birth control. Rather than having to find a condom, buy one, put it on, you could just do a quick spray and be good to go. We're going to talk about that. It doesn't sound very sexy to me, but, you know, guys like spray cans and spray paints and all that. So I totally see guys really dig this kind of birth control. But we'll talk about that. They also say smoking marijuana is more dangerous for men than it is for women. Why would that be? And what we have to be careful about. Many of us like to fish, and we like to eat fish. And after the news about red meat and, you know, more evidence showing that red meat causes cancer. And why? Because of the red, the heme, the iron, they think, is what's kind of messing with the gut, causing a propagation of growth and a change in the bacteria, etc. And this hydrogen sulfide production. So we tell everybody to go eat more fish. Go eat more chicken, go eat more fish. I know. Do as I say, not as I do. I can't stand fish. But, you know, I'll eat a piece of salmon if I can lather it up with some butter. But they say immigrants and people who fish, to feed their family are unaware of the mercury risk. And we probably need to kind of talk about the mercury in our fish. They say a Dodgers third baseman went to the ER because a pimple exploded on his leg. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what happened in Deadliest Catch, where that boy had that big, huge infection of his hand, and it was oozing all over the place. I thought that was pretty cool. Our lifestyle is making us fat, especially for those of us that are hectic and running around. I run around all the time. My days are, 16-hour days. Why am I not skinny? So apparently there's some issues that we need to look at. That, I know what my issues are. It's because I have a box of seized chocolate that I keep nursing right there in my studio. Depression could be triggered by bacteria in your gut. So not only is the bacteria in our gut making us fat, but now the bacteria in our gut could be making us depressed, which kind of makes sense because when you eat a lot of junk food, you get depressed. Then this is scary. Los Angeles gangs have a contest to kill 100 people in 100 days. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What made news over the last couple days, which really shocked the hell out of us, is there was a New Mexico dispatcher that was responding to a call from somebody panicking. Because she wanted to save the life of her friend who was shot. And the New York dispatcher gets all flustered and says, deal with it yourself. Matthew Sanchez was reassigned after officials became aware of the call, according to fire officials on Monday. But a statement yet last night from the office of Albuquerque's chief administration officer said that Sanchez has resigned from the fire department. The call was made after Jaden Chavez Silver, 17 years old, was shot in June. As he watched other teens play cards at a friend's house in Albuquerque, he unfortunately later died. Police have not named a suspect and have thus far have no arrests. In the recording obtained yesterday by the Associated Press, the panicked caller snaps at the dispatcher for repeatedly asking if Chavez Silver was breathing. During the call, the female says, I am keeping him alive. Sanchez says, is he not breathing? The caller responds, barely. She is then heard frantically encouraging the victim to keep breathing. One more breath, one more breath. There you go, Jaden, one more breath. There you go, good job. Just stay with me. Okay, okay. Dispatcher goes, is he breathing? Female responds, he's barely breathing. How many times do I have to blank tell you? So when she turned around and cussed back, he goes, okay, you know what, ma'am? You can deal with it yourself. I'm not going to deal with this, okay? And then it looks like Sanchez, the 911 operator, hangs up on the caller. You could hear the victim's friend say, no, my friend is dying. Now, of course, the mom of the victim, you know, hears this and is just, I mean, I could just be beside myself. And, you know, when you listen, I don't have the audio of that, and we'll try to get that for you guys to hear. But, you know, when you listen to this 911 operator, you're just kind of like, where's his patience? 911 operators, God bless you guys out there. I mean, what you do is so life-saving. And I'm sure you guys take a lot of heat. People calling, people crank calling, people making fun of you, people hitting on you. All right. But for you to be able to filter through all that, and then when you have a real call, help the person, that's, it's amazing. It doesn't sound to me like this dispatcher thought this was a crank call. It sounded like to me that he was just fed up, all right, burned out, and didn't like being cussed at by the girl who cussed at him. Now, if that's the case, we have completely the wrong person behind the phone or behind the mic in that situation. And this is another example of why we may need these quote-unquote psychological stress tests on people who are doing jobs like this. For him to just say, you know, to hell with it, did he contact the police? Did he, you know, contact emergency services? Did she have to call a second time and then have that dispatcher actually get emergency services? Unfortunately, the 17-year-old boy ended up dying. Now, we don't know if it's because of the 911 operator or was he already so fatally, you know, injured that it caused his death. But, you know, when you see something like this, I mean, I tell patients all the time, you're in an emergency, call 911. I need to know that these operators are not going to turn around and say, go deal with it yourself. But I'm just appalled, and it's a shame. But let me tell you, I mean, 911 operators are amazing. I God bless you guys. I know this guy was a bad apple, and I'm glad he left. But you know, boy, when people have bad days, they better not be at a job where it's life or death. And it's a shame. And then on the flip side, guys, go easy on these people, okay? I mean, I know you're frustrated, I know you're scared, but you know, you don't know what's going to trigger somebody to just go wacko. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, the spray-on condom. This is pretty cool. And I think this could revolutionize male birth control. I just don't know if the ladies are going to like it, but the guys, I think, are going to love this. Apparently, there's a design student, Michelle Chu. who has a design concept that will allow users to spray on a latex condom, just like you would spray on deodorant. It's easier to put on a condom, faster, and more fun. Now, she wasn't the one that originally came up with the idea. Jan Vinzenz Kraus, a German sexual health teacher, is the one that originally created a first version for man. It was kind of inspired by, like, those automatic car washes, those drive-through car washes, where you have all this spray. It's a nozzle that can spray in a bunch of different directions. So he came up with a prototype that had a hard plastic tube with nozzles that sprayed the liquid latex. But apparently the concept went limp because the latex, it took too long to dry. It took about 3 to 5 minutes. And, you know, people didn't want to wait. I mean, 3 to 5 minutes, you know, by then we're done. So, yeah.
How do you get it off? How do you get it off?
I bet. That's a good question. I bet what you have to do is use acetone, like nail polish remover. I bet you have to do that. Or you have to soak it. I think you have to heat it up. Stick it in the microwave.
Just think cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Yes.
that's where, yep, I'm out.
That's awesome. All right, so, again, like I said, it didn't go through with what John Vincent Kraus did, but now Miss Chu, a senior student at Pratt Institute in New York, is trying to bring the idea back again with Girl Play. Now, Girl Play is in its design concept stage, but apparently it's a lover's kit that she's created that has a smart bra that can be controlled by a remote control. All I have to do is take a deep breath and the bra pops open. I really don't need any remote control for that. But anyway. And then the remote control also can control condoms and change flavors of the condoms. I really don't understand why that's necessary. I mean, I'm sure I don't, but I guess, you know, in sex, people will taste everything, I guess. I don't know. All right, so anyway, so she has this Girl Play kit, and so she wants to have a line of spray-on condoms. The technology is there. It would be a part of the lover's kit. Now, apparently there's a Chinese company called Blue Cross Biomedical, and they currently sell spray-on condoms for women, which contains a foam that forms a physical barrier against semen. Now, I decided to review with you guys the history of condoms, because once you see what was used in the past, you guys are probably going to be like, okay, well, let's, you know, put the, where's Bill Gates, and, you know, let's put money into this right away. All right, so back as far as 1000 BC, they think condoms were used. I believe they were. I think they used linen. They said they used silk paper that was maybe oiled up. Leather, or maybe even putting horns on their members. By AD, 200 AD, there are cave paintings, okay, where you could actually see these little pictographs or these hieroglyphics showing, I guess, condoms on there. Now, you know, some of you guys are like, wait a second, did a caveman have other things to do? Listen, okay, cavemen were men. Okay, you know, men like drawing body parts, and they like drawing or talking about sex. So I am not shocked at all that there are cave paintings about condoms. And maybe the blonde over there with the big kajungas. I am pretty sure there are cave paintings all over the place, okay? For a good time called Dahlia. I'm sure that was on there also. By the 1500s, there was an Italian doctor named Gabriel Fallopius. All right, and I guess, Gabriel, this is where the fallopian tube was named after, the fallopian tube, Fallopius. And he suggested that linen, yeah, it had to be a he, Gabriel. Yeah, Gabriel, it's probably a he. suggested that linen sheath condoms be used to protect against syphilis. Remember, syphilis was killing a lot back then. By the 1640s, they say farmers in Condom, France. It's a city called Condom. I don't know. This comes from AIDSAboutHealth.com. France began using sheep guts as condoms, and possibly the origin of the lambskin condom. They even used bladder. By the 1660s, the name condom was then used when Charles II was given oiled sheep intestines to use as condoms by, I guess, somebody named Dr. Condom. But some believe the name condom just comes from a Latin word condus, naming vessel. I had no idea that there is a last name out there, condom. Okay, now, the vulcanization of rubber. That happened in 1839, was it? Yeah, all right. Back in 1839, Charles Goodyear, okay, figured out a way of how to process natural rubber. Okay? Rubber usually gets too stiff when it's cold, it's too soft when it's warm, and so he figured out a way to vulcanize it. Some of the medical antiques I brought on Pawn Stars was made of vulcanized rubber. And these things could then, it helped rubber stretch and not tear so easily. He patented the vulcanization process by 1844, and then the first rubber condom was produced in 1855. Now, the problem is these suckers were thick, kind of like bicycle inner tube tire. All right, and they didn't cover the whole thing. They just covered the tip of the penis, the glands. Unfortunately, men would lose them. Sometimes they could have penile constriction if it was on too tight. I guess they called it the capote. And then later they had to make condoms by molds. I mean, these would be reusable. These were not disposable. Disposable condoms didn't come later. So you would have to be form fitted, or they would dip glass molds into the rubber solution, kind of like called cement dipping, okay? And then they would add gasoline or benzene to make the rubber into liquid. And then latex liquid form was invented by 1920. Latex condoms required less labor to produce than cement dipped rubber condoms. Though people still called them rubbers. All right. Okay. We're talking about the history of condoms on the Dr. Dolly Show. By 1912, the latex allowed now you to have disposable, so you didn't have to ask the wife to wash it. The single-use condom was now being used by World War One. By World War II, they were mass-produced and given to troops all over the world. World War One, there were, I believe, only a couple countries that passed out the condoms because, again, they were losing their soldiers to STDs. And they say the German military was the first to promote condom use in soldiers. So let me see. Oh, Sigmund Freud, by the way, did not like condoms. Okay, he thought the condoms prevented sexual pleasure. So, yeah, so does getting pregnant. All right, then by the 1950s, they figured out how to make these condoms thinner, tighter, lubricated, etc., allowed a reservoir tip, okay, so there would be less leakage. By the 1980s, condoms really made a huge jump again, as well as people were freaked out about HIV, and they say by 2006, condom sales reached $9 billion worldwide. Spermicides had also been used over the last, 10, 20 years as well. And now that we're finding men are allergic to latex, some men are allergic to latex, they have polyurethane condoms for men allergic to latex. So that is roughly the history of condoms. Sheepskin, animal bladder, etc. So I don't know if this girly kit is going to help you all, but, what I see is if you're already using a remote control to, for the bra and for the condoms, just use the remote control to turn the TV on to some Michael Fassbender movie, and then you don't need any of that stuff. You're in the mood. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's been a lot of news surrounding this American dentist who used a bow and arrow to kill a well-known lion in Zimbabwe. We're being told that the dentist has a felony record over the hunting of black bear in Wisconsin. Walter James Palmer sparked outrage when he killed Cecil the lion. a local tourist favorite who had been collared as part of an Oxford University research project. The dentist out of Minnesota said he had the correct permit to hunt and kill the animal earlier this month, but the two people he hired to lure the lion to its death have been charged with breaching hunting quotas and appeared in court Wednesday. According to the Associated Press, they were paid $50,000 by Palmer. I don't get that. Okay, if you are hunting for sport, why are you paying people to bring the animal to you for you to shoot? I mean, I don't get that. I mean, I understand the art of hunting, okay? I understand that, and the sport. I understand that, okay? I understand.
I was going to say, you need to understand the Minnesota hunting, though, where we solve things with money. That's, you know, you can't find something, just give somebody some money, they'll go find it for you.
Yeah, I mean, where's the sport to that? So what, they bring it out? Jeez. It's
bad
ridiculous.
Joke, bad joke.
Oh, ridiculous. So anyway, court documents show Palmer was fined $3,000 and given a year probation over pleading guilty over illegal killing a black bear in Wisconsin back in 2006. Apparently, Palmer had a permit to hunt bears within a certain area near Phillips, which is the north part of the state. But on September 1, 2006, he was part of a group that killed a black bear 40 miles out. Side the permitted zone. Realizing what they had done, the group agreed that if any authorities were to ask where the bear had been killed, they would say it was in the correct area. So they all kind of grouped together to lie and cover their butts. They transported the carcass to a registration center where they certified the animal has been killed legally. But of course they figured it out. Dr. Palmer was charged with knowingly making false statements to an agent of the Department of the Interior, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, having quote unquote falsely stated that he thought the bear had been killed legally during interviews. All right. And I think, let me see here. What else? Oh, there was also a sexual harassment complaint, they say. All right. So Cecil the lion is dead. He hires people to help bring it out. He shoots it. And I don't understand this. Okay. You know, when we're talking about, you know, I also don't understand how they say they claim that this was okay and they got the permits if it was like a wildlife park. So he does regret. He does have some remorse over it. Okay, and the two Zimbabwean men are going to appear in court. And, you know, it just, again, I mean, we got great dentists in this country, but then we got a kind of a doofus like this. And, he was a resident of the Huang National Park, and he was only 13 years old. They said it was a slow and painful death, according to witnesses. Guys, come on, all right? You know, I understand, like I said, I understand the sport of hunting. Just, you know, let these lions, you know, and these animals, and I get it. You want your trophies. I get it. And he likes bow and arrow. I mean, he wants to shoot like bow and arrow. I mean, maybe he saw too many Lord of the Rings movies and, you know, wants to be a Legolas. Okay. But then, you know, hunt where you're supposed to. There's tons of things you can hunt with a bow and arrow. Maybe you want to say, oh, you know, I got a lion. Look at me. I'm such a stud. You know, dentists don't get the babes like the medical doctors do and the orthopedic surgeons, et cetera. I happen to think dentists are very sexy. But they, in reality, you know, the quan seems to go to, like, the big orthopedic surgeons and stuff. So, you know, maybe this is a way for him to try to, you know, combat that dental image, right? Hangover. Hangover tried to make Dennis look like, you know, the late, you know, main character. And, they're not. They're way cooler. So listen, you guys don't have to be shooting innocent little doe-eyed little deers, okay? You could, like, you know, do other things to be manly. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of doctors, there's a Dr. Joel Salinas. And he says that he experiences the same sensations that he observes in other people. When he watches two people hug, he feels the hug. When a patient has pain, he feels their pain. He works at Massachusetts General Hospital. And and he is a neurologist, and he suffers mirror touch synesthesia. It's a condition where you experience the same sensations he observes others going through. Oh, I am hoping he never watches a horror movie, because that could really be frustrating. They said he first noticed the condition when he was a child. When he watched other people hug, he would feel the hug. And when he saw a person getting hit, he would feel discomfort. He says, and I mean, I think he believes he feels the same amount. And it also shows you that a lot of pain is perception. In medical school, he was acutely aware while watching an amputation. I remember feeling as if my arm was dismembered. It was very graphic. So the mirror touch synesthesia is related to the activity of mirror neurons, cells that are activated not only when the body performs a specific behavior, but also when a person or animal watches another carry out the action. According to a 2007 study, University College London cognitive neuroscientist Jamie Ward said, "We often flinch when we see no one knock their arm. This may be a weaker version of what these synesthetes experience." That's what this neurologist is now called, a synesthete. Maybe he's going to want to go hunt a lion also. All right, 2% of the population are affected by this condition. It could cause anxiety. It could cause depression. But he says it's helped him with his bedside manner. He could feel it. Cool doctor. I mean, cool guy. I'm sorry he has to, you know, deal with that. Especially like an amputation. Here's the thing, okay? If he was really experiencing an amputation, okay, he would be in the middle of the OR, you know, writhing on the ground, screaming. But then again, I did that when I was in medical school and I got my period. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Two Los Angeles gangs have entered a contest. Okay, not a Dancing with the Stars or American Idol contest, but who could kill 100 people in 100 days? Social media users have worn the hashtag 100 days, 100 nights, and it's between Western and Normandy Avenues. Innocent people could be taking their lives, risking their lives during the next 100 days. Okay, it is, I guess, a bet made allegedly last week following the death of Roland 100 gang member KP. There's been posts on social media, and LAPD are taking this seriously. There's been a rise in violent crimes occurring over the weekend as one man was shot dead and 12 were wounded, and more than 6 shootings in the 77th Street District, which is some of the city's violent neighborhood. Apparently, a woman and 2 young boys aged 4 and 11 were wounded after the gunman, who was still at large, approached a car and opened fire. Wasn't there some rumor that, you know how somebody flashes their lights as they drive towards you, and that's supposed to tell you there's a cop up ahead, so you want to slow down? And they said if you flash back like a thank you, that could be a gang, and they're going to turn around and gun you down. So a bunch of us were not saying thank you to people who were giving us a little flash coming the opposite direction to warn us of a cop. And again, I love my cops, but I don't like speeding tickets. So now nobody is thanking each other for the flash. And you want to know what? I haven't seen any flashes. So nobody's even warning each other now that there's a cop coming up. So, by the way, the flash was designed to tell you to slow down. It was never designed to warn you about a cop. But we ended up doing that, saying slow down, and then we realized, now I know why there's a cop. And then you're like, thank you. See? And then you bond. It's pretty cool. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Delia Show. All right, so it appears that men are more likely to use marijuana than women, okay? And I didn't really realize that there was a difference in gender, but I guess that makes sense, okay? They say the research at the University of York say the new study reveals males, though, are in addition more sensitive to mental health symptoms. So men appear to be four times more likely to suffer mental illness or psychotic episodes from the marijuana. Now, psychosis, it's a mental health problem that basically is defined as you're having difficulty perceiving or interpreting things like the average person would. It could trigger hallucinations. You could hear, see, feel, smell things that aren't there. And then delusions can happen where you believe things, when examined rationally, are obviously untrue. A delusion, like, for example, he wants to kill me. You're like, you're delusional. He doesn't want to kill you. And he's like, I really don't want to kill you. That kind of thing. Although, you know, as we've seen in many movies, a lot of times that is the case. All right, so marijuana can trigger psychosis. We know that, okay? But why men? Is it just because men use it more? Is it that they say twice as many men use marijuana than women? And they say you will then therefore see a 2-to-1 differential of psychosis in men versus women. But the research team led by Ian Hamilton, Dr. Galdas, Dr. Essex, found that there was a significant widening of this ratio when it came to psychosis. And males will outbeat women 4-to-1. Okay, what is different about the male brain? Well, we stop it. No, I don't think much. Okay, I think male and female brains. Yeah, I know they've been talking about how, you know, you could have, you know, sexual predilections. You could have, you know, where they've compared brains of homosexual men to women and homosexual women to men. You know, but for the most part, functionally, they should be pretty similar. All right, unless men, which we've learned in medical school, and I think we've all learned, seem to hit harder. Will get hit harder when it comes to addiction, whether it's alcohol, whether it's cocaine. Yet, I mean, I could see men walk by a dessert table and not flinch. Meanwhile, I am going through complete conniptions, right, to, you know, walk towards the table. So I think we have a different addictive potential. You know, I think women may tend to be more addicted or more reliant on certain aspects of affection and closeness and validation, etc. Whereas men, they need it, but maybe not as much. Which, by the way, still, you need to give men love. You still need to let men, you know, that's a misconception that men don't really need to be told they love, they're loved, they only need sex. They do. They need the hug, they need the cuddle, they just won't admit it. All right, so the Royal College of Psychiatrists, this is the study coming out of England, said that even though cannabis can result in relaxation, in large amounts are consumed, it can have an opposite effect, increasing anxiety. So, but the male brain is different. Male, maybe it's because men will drag more. Maybe women are like, okay, you know what, I'm going to take a hit, but I got to be careful because I got my lipstick on, and I don't want to get any wrinkles on my face. I don't know what it is, but if you're a man, be careful. And if you're a woman, be careful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner went to the emergency room yesterday because a pimple on his leg turned into a nasty infection. He was scratched from the Dodgers lineup against Oakland, and Dodgers manager said Turner felt the problem on his inner thigh Sunday. He was given antibiotics, but it didn't heal on the team's day off Monday. Dodgers medical staff decided to send him to the emergency room, where he showed up for Tuesday's game, and the infection looked worse. Over the off day, something went wrong. When he came in today, he was a lot worse, so they sent him to the emergency room. They thought it might have been a bug bite, and unfortunately, it was worse. We just had a patient, same thing. Just all of a sudden, boom, this infection on her leg. that just, blew up. Whenever I see something like that, I think of a bite, but I also think of staph. I think staph infection can do that, where all of a sudden you get one and it grows pretty fast and it gets pretty painful and it gets pretty bad. So any sort of pimple that doesn't go away, you need to get that checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, whenever I'm in California, we like to walk by the beach, and you always see people fishing. And you see people fishing for their food, all right? And you're like, oh, I hope I get some. And I always kind of lower my voice because I don't want to, disturb the fish, and I want to make sure these guys can get the fish so they can feed their family. But they say, immigrants or people who are poor, et cetera, need to be very, very careful when they fish like that because they don't know what the mercury level they're taking in. I don't think I would even know just going to a store and buying a piece of fish. But they say there are health advisories that are usually on certain packages, et cetera, that kind of, tell you if it's something that they believe. I'm really not sure what they've been doing in terms of the mercury level, and what they could do to warn consumers. But for those of you that like to fish and that's your main staple, they say larger fish can have 0.47 parts of mercury per million. And the U.S. FDA says adults can eat as much as they want, but for certain species, then you may need to go down to a serving or two a week, less for pregnant women or children. They say predator species like white bass, okay, or older, larger fish are the ones that will usually have the 0.47 parts of mercury per million. Environmental officials agree that immigrants and low-income people dominate many urban riverbanks and lakes where fish are likely to have higher levels. Let me see. Apparently in Minnesota, you have a lot of white bass, and they seem to have mercury as well. Mercury levels can vary. And, here's the thing. I can't get my patients to eat fish. All right. And so I'd rather you guys eat the fish, and we'll just deal with the mercury later. I don't want you guys overdoing the mercury, but you see what I mean? Every time we try to get people offered meat, people just go back to, fish. Then they go back to fish. We hear mercury, and then they go back to red meat. So I'm not really sure what to tell you guys to do on that. Okay. Oh, eat vegetables. I could tell you to do that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to apologize. I woke up with a crink in my neck, and I cannot hold my head up. My neck hurts so bad. I'm sorry. I'm trying to stretch out my neck. I know I'm married to a chiropractor, but he's not here. I'm on air, so I don't know what to do. I'm just out of place. Oh, thank God I'm married to a chiropractor. And I was always upset. I was like, man, should I have married a lawyer? Should I have married a plastic surgeon? I mean, yeah, it would have saved me money, but there is nothing more therapeutic than getting your neck readjusted. I need to apologize. This is not feeling very good. Okay, when we come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about next hour. There's a Mile High app, okay, and they think it's the new Tinder of the skies. Are people going to be using Mile High to join the Mile High Club, which is a club where people have sex on a plane? I don't understand that. I've been in the bathrooms. There's no way for even one person to be in there, let alone two, let alone to be able to come up with the proper positioning to be able to say you successfully had a sexual experience up in the airplane. But maybe some of the older planes had bigger bathrooms. I don't know. So we'll talk about this new Mile High app, which is supposed to be for networking. We're also going to talk about what a can of Coca-Cola does to you per minute. Pretty interesting stuff. And then depression, being triggered by bacteria in your gut. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people.
will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.